Dean, why are estate agents so rubbish at training their staff, especially independent ones? Talk to me.
Why do I think they're rubbish at training their staff? Not all of them are rubbish.
Okay.
Let's face it, you know, there are, you know, I mean, I've been in this industry since 1992, worst time of the property market ever. But, you know, we did business, and the two guys I started working for still have successful independent businesses today. There are a lot of independents out there that I think do invest in their people, and there are estate agency trainers out there that benefit from that, and, you know, they're people I know well. Fantastic. I think in some cases, though, they're those that don't, just don't, they see it as a cost, not an investment.
Okay.
They don't see that. So let's say I'm going to send you on a course for £199 as an example. You know, and I appreciate it might be a bit more than that with a bit of travel and so on and so forth. It's glass half empty. You know, I'm probably going to come up with all the analogies now. It's glass half empty rather than thinking, right, okay, if for me to get that member of staff there and back again is going to cost me in total £300, what am I going to get out of it? And I will bet pretty good money that the bosses won't even think that. So I wonder sometimes, do they invest because of the cost, because they don't see it as an investment, but actually, do they not trust themselves to follow up on that and understand what happened, understand what they learned, how they can apply it, and manage that individual to make sure that application happens?
So what do you do as a trainer differently to other trainers to ensure that you get buy-in from the boss, accountability from the boss before, during and after the training course?
Well, the good thing for me is with the way in which I work with clients in the main is we will work together on a monthly basis. So I will go into the business once a month and we will do a session on whatever the topic may be.
What, a bit like an MOT?
Bit of business fixing, new skills, new development. Perhaps the boss feels they've got a bit rusty. There's one particular boss I work with who's very good at saying, rather than me set the agenda, I will get the team to tell me what they're looking for, and then we'll do something. So we now work on that basis. And then what I will do is we will have that session. I will then have a follow-up conversation with the boss, and I will speak to the boss on a weekly basis. And the good news now is, albeit in my infancy, in freelancing, is that those bosses are now calling me on a weekly basis rather than me calling them.
It sounds like you're more of a coach than a trainer. Are you both?
I'm both. Yeah, I see the coaches working in a tight. Maybe it's a numbers thing.
What qualifies you to say this? Because there's so many bloody gurus out there. What's your background?
If I tot it up now, I'm in my 27th year in estate agency.
So you've been through the good times and the bad.
So I started in 92, worst time of the market ever. So when you looked at the 80s, I'm actually glad I wasn't there in the 80s, because when I started, I didn't know the good times then. I came in where you were lucky if you did a deal a week. Yeah? Our goal was to generate enough fee income to keep the office open.
Yep.
Forget profit or anything like that. Because the long-term game was about building that business.
Okay.
In there. And so in the early 90s, and then home counties, London, and then I actually moved into training. And it's one thing
you've been an estate agent then?
Been an estate agent, yeah.
Okay, then you moved into training. Who did you move into training with?
Moved into training with GA, which at the time of that transition then very quickly became Your Move. And so if there's one thing I was always grateful to the corporates for, we all have our view on corporate agents, both positive and negative, was they always had training functions. Primarily because they could afford to run that sort of function, but that then afforded me that opportunity to grow and develop there.
And when did you join Martin & Co?
Joined Martin & Co in January 2010. First met Ian, the now chief exec, back in March 2009. And we had a fantastic conversation. And I joined the following January. Why did it take so long? Because at the time, Ian was really honest with me and said, look, I could bring you in today, but I don't have a role for you. So it was that perfect situation of building the relationship. And then when the opportunity did arrive, We jumped at the opportunity.
So you were with Martin & Co for seven years.
Yeah.
Through some organisational training, they've now moved training out as a freelance role, and you've taken up a freelance role. Do you just work for Martin & Co's and property franchise group people or anyone?
No. I will work with all agents. A lot of my business is coming from the existing network, so that's no bad thing.
But what makes you so different then?
To
Mr. Independent Agent there in Solihull. Why should I employ you and nobody else? Because there's quite a few estate agency trainers out there.
Yeah, and there are other estate agency trainers out there that have been in the business as long as me, if not longer.
What makes you so special?
And I think what makes me special is my approach, in the fact of I'm very happy to go into that business and work with individual people.
It's not all just courses?
It's not courses and volume bums on seats. It's about individuals. And also, I was an estate agent who became an estate agency trainer. I wasn't a trainer who tapped into the estate agency market. And I know there are some trainers out there that have done that and are very successful and actually do some good stuff. And who would, you know, who would take that away from them? But I do pride myself on the fact of I cut my teeth front line. So although I haven't had experience front line in recent years, I have had experience in what in essence actually is hard working conditions, because as you know, not that I want to reveal your true age, Chris, but you know, yeah, we are from a similar background in terms of it was physical systems and paper
boxes,
hot boxes, and the phone was the be all and end all.
It still should be.
But my fear is with technology nowadays, and technology absolutely has its place, but my fear is because of technology, frontline people nowadays are losing the art of conversation. It's becoming a loss. The risk is it's becoming a lost art.
Interesting.
And you can't have that.
Well, we'll put your contact details here. You're not paying me a penny to do this promo for you. Well, you very well should be. Buy me a beer next time.
Absolutely.
But Dean's a very good friend of mine, and I wanted to tell the world about Dean. We've got a series of videos on top tips on how to train people, what makes a good property manager, what makes a good valuer, those sort of things. So please do have a look at our YouTube channel and you'll see all those videos there. Dean, you've been amazing.
Thanks ever so much, Chris.
Cheers, mate. Cheers. Thanks.